combat and versed in virtually every kind of weapon known to man. He had also endured one of the strangest childhoods Barons had ever heard of.
"General?" Wolf said.
Barons had fallen behind. He hustled to catch up. He, the CIA officer, and the warden passed through 6 more sets of steel bars and doors, climbed a stairway, ducked through a hatch, and eased out onto a catwalk of sorts. The opaque roof allowed little natural light. Below the catwalk and to either side were rows of deep rectangular cement wells, exercise yards for the segregated prisoners who used them 1 hour out of 24.
"That's him," Colonel Craig said, gesturing to the second exercise yard on the right and the shirtless man in his late 20s doing handstand push-ups. "Robin Monarch."
Monarch appeared to have heard the warden because he came to his feet fluidly, changed directions with the grace of a natural athlete, and looked up at the three on the catwalk. Better than 6 feet tall, lean and hard-muscled, the prisoner had a dusky tone to his skin and possessed a handsome face of smoothly melded features. He was, as Barons had heard him described, a man who could fit in almost anywhere. Monarch's almond-shaped and colored eyes took in the warden and Wolf, whose nostrils flared under his gaze, before